Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
B. Mitch and Finley here on 106.7 The Fan. Not going to waste any time. Going to get right down to business with our next guest on the BetQL guest line, Mr. John Clayton. You can follow him on Twitter at JohnClaytonNFL. And remember, BetQL, bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. John, thank you so much for joining us. I hope you enjoy that blast of Pearl Jam as you join us from Seattle.
Oh, absolutely. You got to like that. Love it.
I thought maybe they'd play Slayer for you, but you've probably heard enough of that.
No, hey, as much as you can hear, I mean, music is music. You got to love it.
John, let's the big report out of Seattle today about Russell Wilson, about his team has now submitted teams, other franchises that he'd like to be traded to. I follow you on Twitter all along. You've said Russ probably isn't going anywhere. Where do you think things are now between the Seahawks, Pete Carroll, and Russell Wilson?
Well, the relationship is strained, but it's not going to change the equation, because if you trade Russell Wilson, all of a sudden your 6-7 win team is going to take years to rebuild. And so it's not happening. I mean, because one of the big things, first, he has a no trade clause in his contract, much like Deshaun Watson. And then secondly, they would take a $39 million cap hit. And if you go back in the history of the league, back to 2013, you know, if you have more than 20.4% of your cap in dead money, which I would be dead money on the $39 million, you are not going to make the playoffs that year. And so it's like, do you want to get draft choices, or do you want to stay a playoff team and be in contention? Because, you know, this team, particularly with Pete Carroll signing a five-year contract extension, John Schneider, the general manager, getting a six-year extension, you know, they want to win, and they want to win now. And, you know, they did change offensive coordinators to somewhat accommodate what Russell wants. You know, they certainly want to, you know, get him as many players as possible. And so a trade is not really an option, even though a lot of people, again, it's like, everybody wants to create some trades that aren't going to happen. And this is a trade that's not going to happen.
Well, there you have it. I think a lot of Washington football team fans will be disappointed at the fantasy trades they're trying to come up with to get Russell Wilson. I'm curious, to me, I think we've seen the big dominoes that are going to fall have fallen in Matt Stafford and Carson Wentz being traded. What else do you think happens now on the quarterback carousel, as it's termed?
Well, what's interesting is, like, in the last couple of days, things have calmed down as far as the quarterback trades. Teams have kind of moved away from Marcus Mariota, because when they look at the contract, and, you know, let's say that Mariota would go to the Washington football team, you know, you're talking about, if he starts 16 games with the incentive as his contract, it's going to cost $20 million. So it's like no team wants to do that with Marcus Mariota. So that's, that one's looking somewhat dead. Nothing's going to happen for the next month or so until all the team workouts and the quarterback workouts with the New York Jets and Sam Darnold, because, you know, they've got to take a look and see how all three of the quarterbacks that they might consider are going to work out and do things. And of course, they're not going to be able to be at the workouts, so nothing's going to happen there. And so I thought Mariota would be the next one to go, but at this stage, it's starting to quiet down on that front. And we know that the Texans are not doing anything right now as far as a trade with Deshaun Watson, and nor will they do anything probably until training camp, because, you know, if he's indeed not going to show, Well, I mean, the first thing that he's not going to show would be the off-season program, and you would expect that. And if he misses training camp at that stage, it's like maybe they'll consider something then, but not now.
It's crazy. For all the excitement and all the conversations around Deshaun Watson, Russell Wilson, Dak Prescott, it seems overwhelmingly likely these guys all end up where they are.
Yeah, but also I think what you're seeing is that there's already been a big change in the NFC, and there's still going to be a big change in the NFC because we saw that John Lynch, general manager of the 49ers, came out and said yesterday that he anticipates for sure, not guaranteeing it, that Jimmy Garoppolo is going to stay with the team and be the quarterback because, you know, you can see what the 49ers were doing. They're looking to upgrade the quarterback position from Jimmy because, you know, what, he's only played 23 of 48 games and figuring it's like, okay, if we can get a better quarterback or a healthier quarterback than Jimmy, let's do it. But I think that, you know, he realized the market isn't there to do it. So now Jimmy's off the market. And then, of course, you know that Carolina doesn't seem to be too enamored right now with Teddy Bridgewater, you know, and he, because they put him in the trade to try to get Matthew Stafford. And in that case, Bridgewater has come back now, taken all his Panther stuff off social media. And so he's upset. And so he's thinking something's going to happen with him. But in the meantime, I mean, the market's kind of slowing down right now.
Sure seems like it. What does that mean for the Washington football team here in D.C.? Ron Rivera has been very clear that he wants to upgrade a quarterback. He's looking at all his options. I know, and it's been widely reported, that Washington tried to trade for Matt Stafford. They didn't get him. What do you think happens in Washington at the QB spot?
Well, I mean, I think that they can still stay on the Sam Darnold front, but unfortunately that means waiting till April to get something done, you know, once they get all the workouts all done to see, because the Jets clearly aren't going to trade Sam Darnold, not knowing what quarterback they're going to get and what it may end up happening. I know, like, Mel Kiper just came out, and I think he ended up having trade-ups and four quarterbacks going in the top eight or so in the draft. And so I don't know if it's going to come down to doing something at the quarterback position in the draft, but you know, something will break because, you know, there's so many things that are out there at the moment that everybody's trying to, you know, figure it out. But we've got a little bit of a pause right now. But again, we've already had five quarterback moves in the NFC. You know, with the stint, Stafford was traded, Jared Goff was traded. I mean, Jared Goff, I think technically, is still on the market. I don't know if that would interest Ron and the Washington football team. You know that Drew Brees is likely to retire. Mitch Trubisky's not going to be back in Chicago. So you already got five teams making changes, and then three more, I would include Bridgewater and Washington. They're still up in the air as far as where they're going to go. And, you know, Alex Smith may not be back. And so we'll see how that goes. But again, it's like, it was working pretty quickly because we already haven't even had the trade deadline open. And or trade market open, and we already got two trades.
There's been a lot of talk here about Cam Newton possibly returning to play for Ron Rivera again. I've talked to people that it's not going to happen. If it didn't happen in 2020, not much is different now. I'm curious what you think Cam Newton's future is.
He didn't look good last year. I mean, I think that you can see that whether it's the injuries, he's not old, but he's starting to age a little bit, that there's a decline in his skills. I mean, throwing the ball was a little bit tougher for him. I mean, he didn't he really just became, and part of it had to be the fact that he was as robbed as far as talent at the receiver tight end position as Tom Brady was in his last year. That played into it, but he was now a one-dimensional type of quarterback in the sense that it was just kind of just him running and them running the football. So, I think if he's an option, he's more of a backup option than anything else.
You think similar for Alex Smith?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, because I guess the big question with him, as great as it was, and what a great comeback story that was, is that, you got to wonder with that rod in his leg and the 17 surgeries, can he be a starting quarterback for 16 games? That, I think, is a big question. And you saw the calf injury. I mean, that calf injury would be a normal thing for a quarterback, but it wasn't normal for him because he had lost so much as far as muscle in his leg because of the rod in his leg and all that stuff, that you kind of wonder, it's like, okay, can he be a 16-game starter? I mean, certainly you hold on to him as long as you can until you find what you want at the quarterback position. But because, again, you know he's good enough and did help the Washington team get into the playoffs. But in the end, it's like it's still going to be a big question mark as far as can he go 16 games and be a winning quarterback and a healthy quarterback for 16.
Well, and certainly I think there's no way Alex will be back in Washington at the $24 million cap hit. And I think the league kind of knows that.
Yeah.
The biggest the conversation that dominates the Washington football team is what they're going to do at quarterback. But the biggest decision they're facing right now is Brandon Scherff. And if they can figure out a long-term deal or if that's another franchise tag situation, what are your expectations for, between Scherff and Washington and maybe the marketplace?
Yeah, I mean, obviously he's going to be with the team this year. I think it's going to be more likely getting the franchise tag for the second straight year because, you know, at this stage, I mean, he would end up being the highest paid guard in football. And, I mean, you look at the guard market as far as what's going to be available in free agency, and it's not good. I mean, you have Scherff and you got Joe Thuney in New England, and then after that, everybody's going to be under $10 million. And so and that's the problem that teams have right now, particularly Washington. You don't know exactly what the franchise number is going to be. I mean, you know on Scherff you do because it's going to be a 20% increase over last year, but you don't know what the cap's going to be because the cap still hasn't been decided. I mean, I and everybody else would have been in Indy this week at the Combine, and normally by Friday of the Combine week, they usually put together what the negotiations are going to conclude for the cap. We'll find out probably next week what the cap's going to be, but that's holding things up. And with the franchise tag, it's only a two-week window. I mean, you only have until March 9th to be able to decide it. And not knowing what the cap's going to be, you know, you kind of figure it's okay. More than likely, it's going to be harder to get a long-term deal. So you figure that you can't lose them, so you just got to give them another franchise tag.
Well, and with that decreasing salary cap this year, I expect a ton of veterans to be released, more so than normal. What do you think that will do to the free agency market? Are you expecting the same?
Oh, it's going to pull things down big time, you know, because I've already put together a list of about 120 cap casualties that are going to most likely happen. And, you know, what you're going to see, particularly, you know, it's going to affect veterans in their early 30s more than anything else, because, you know, they're going to not, I mean, you're not going to get the big money. I mean, you know, I counted up last year that there was like about 29 unrestricted free agents that ended up getting, or 24 that ended up getting $10+ million contracts. It's going to be hard to get those $10+ million contracts because basically, if the cap's going to be around $180 million, what you're looking at is that you know, it's basically the 2018 cap, which was 177.2, and so what you're looking at with that is that there was 155 contracts that were $10+ million. Well, last year there was 209, and right now we're about 180. So you got more that are going to be shrunk down, and you're still going to get the big contracts for like Trent Williams and guys like that, Shaq Barrett. But there's going to be so many less guys getting $10+ million contracts because you just can't afford them with this cap.
Well, and I know you got to run, so this will be the last question, but is there any thought to even guys like Trent Williams and Shaq Barrett only take a one-year deal so that they can get to 2022 with the big TV deals and a surging salary cap?
Oh, yeah. I think that there's going to be a lot of – well, I think what's going to be, and particularly in the bigger players, it could be more just a one-year deal with a couple of voidable years because, you know, if you're doing a one-year deal, then you're taking that big cap hit this year – and you know, the big money that's going to work against the teams, and so you have to find a way to do it. But no, in fact, I mean, last year, for example, I think that I totaled up there was, well, of course, there wasn't a lot of 2, 3, and 4 year. There was like 32 3-year deals, and there was like about 10 that were 4 and 5 year deals. And so, yeah, I think everybody's going to be trying to, you know, try to take the 1 year deal. But what teams have to do is that you can't just, you know, pay, you know, $9 million here, $9 million there, and then because that's going to eat up too much of the cap.
John Clayton, you are the best, sir. There's a reason they call you the professor. Thank you very much for your time.
Okay, thanks.
All right, that was John Clayton on the BetQL guest line. Bet smarter and beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Make sure you're following him at John Clayton NFL. Here's the plan, ladies and gentlemen. And anybody else? We're going to talk quarterbacks. Doesn't sound like Russ Wilson's leaving Seattle, but there's a certain drab T-shirt in this building that has already tweeted out, let Russ go. We all know Drab is a Seahawks fan. He's ready to hit the reset button. We're going to get Drab in here on the microphones. I also want to circle back to the Cam Newton stuff. I have some information on Cam and Alex. I'm going to reveal that next. It's going to be a packed hour here on 106.7 The Fan. B. Mitch and Finley here on 106.7 The Fan. Make sure you're following me on Twitter. Just dropped a new story for NBC Sports Washington, and I'm going to get down to some business. I've been teasing some information on Cam Newton. I've been teasing some information on Alex Smith. I'm not teasing it. That's the wrong term. We've been busy. We've been packed. We got phone lines are packed. We had John Clayton on the show. John Clayton says Russ Wilson ain't going anywhere. So we can keep talking about it, but don't expect it. But here's what I know about Alex Smith, and here's what I know about Cam Newton. I'm going to start with the Alex Smith news. Talked to a source close to Alex yesterday, actually. And one thing they want to make clear is that Alex was talking with a reporter that didn't know anything about football. And if you go back, the first story that came out had to be edited because Alex said IR, and the reporter thought that meant high arm. This is not a dude that knows football. And that's not a shot. I don't know lifestyle. I couldn't go write a fashion piece. I can write about football because that's my lane. And more importantly than that, the message from the source I talked to close to Alex is that, listen, there's no animosity towards the organization. None of those comments were meant to make anybody mad. He was simply telling the story of what happened. And I think everybody understands that Alex had to convince the coaching staff he could play because nobody thought he was going to play. And I think what happens is we get very, very excited about stuff we haven't heard before. And Alex saying he felt like he threw a wrench into the plans jumps out to us, right? Alex doesn't say stuff like that very often. And so it jumps out. But I think if you take a step back, we all know it threw a wrench in the plans. The plan was Haskins. And if it wasn't Haskins, it was Kyle Allen. So those are just some contextual information around that interview that I don't think anybody ever expected to cause as much of an uproar as it did. Now, as it relates to Cam Newton, obviously we've been talking for maybe 90 minutes about Cam Newton coming to D.C. We all know the reasons why. We know that Cam and Ron Rivera experienced tremendous highs together in Washington when Marty Herney, in 2011, hired Ron Rivera to be head coach. The first pick they made, the number one overall draft pick, was Cam Newton. 4 years later, they were in the Super Bowl. That is a rocket ship, folks. That's what everybody wants to find. We've been talking about it. B. Mitch is very clear that he's not interested in Cam. He thinks there's health issues. Cam Newton was available in 2020. Washington did not make an effort to sign him. And I've had sources tell me, don't expect that to be very different in 2021. Washington is all in on fixing their quarterback situation for the long term. They wanted Matt Stafford. They went after Matt Stafford. Would they have gone after Matt Stafford if they knew they could sign Cam in free agency? There's talk of real interest in Derek Carr. Possibly interest in Jared Goff before he went to Detroit. You just heard John Clayton tease, maybe that could still be a move that happens. We hear about Sam Darnold all the time. All of these things are going to cost them resources. It would cost zero resources to sign Cam Newton. So I do think, from everything I've heard, everybody I've talked to, I don't expect the Cam Newton thing to happen. I've been fairly clear on that. That doesn't mean it won't. That doesn't mean they don't get to May. And free agency has happened and the draft has happened and they don't have a ton of options. But I wouldn't hold your breath. That's what everybody I've talked to has said. You can read the full story on NBCSportsWashington.com if you want to. And how about this? When Cam signed with New England last year, it was late June. I think it could be something similar. This is not a pressing matter. And I do think, go back and listen to Ron's comments. Listen to what the coach tells you. Don't come up with what you want. Listen to what the coach is telling you. He said they are all in on figuring out their quarterback situation, but if this year isn't the year and we just find out exactly who is our number two guy and we give them a chance to be our number one guy, those comments matter. Don't go past that. So I'm going to open the phones back up, 800-636-1067. In about 10 minutes, I say we get Drab T-shirt in here to explain why he wants Russell Wilson traded. We'll see how that goes. But it's important for everybody to understand. My sources are telling me Washington not going after Cam Newton. All right, Paulie, it's your turn, sir. Paulie in Norfolk, what say you, buddy?
Big bro, L to the W. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you. Big bro has okay. A meeting real quick. It's just me.
Okay.
Just old stinky
doing?
Feet.
Jalapeno feet Finley, what's going on, man?
I like that
one. I say this much, man. I wouldn't be against Cam, man. I mean, if he's healthy. He started out the season playing pretty well. And as the season went on, his body broke down on him. And I think a lot of it had to do with all the hits he was taking. You know, they was running a lot of playing quarterback plays, run plays last year. And I think at this stage of his career, you know, you have to be smarter with Cam and that. You know, he's not a spring chicken anymore. So I think, you know, and I think we bring him in, and if he's healthy, I think we have to play him as such. You know, not play him as Cam of the old, but Cam of the new. So like I said, man, you know, I'm not leading the march for it, but if it happens, I'll be happy with it, man. And I'll take it off, Jay. Man, have a great afternoon, brother.
You too, buddy.
Hail to the W, man.
Thank you for the call, Paulie. I appreciate it. I had a really good tweet, and I'm trying to pull it up, and I thought this was pretty interesting. This is from Dominic Orsini, and you can follow me on Twitter, at JPFinleyMBCS. He says, no thanks on Cam. He's 32 years old, but he's a running back 32, not a quarterback 32. His style has just broken his body down. I just don't think he's got it anymore. And listen, he's not a running back. He's a quarterback, obviously. But I do think as we look at Tom Brady play to being 43, and Russell Wilson's the same age, and I think Russell Wilson can play 7, 8, 10 more years. Cam plays a different style and is much more physical and has gotten much more hits on his body. So I think all of that is important to remember when we talk about being beat up. I don't know that it can get done. In the last 5 seasons, he's had 1 complete 16-game season. That's fairly telling to me. Another tweet, this is from Nick, NXCV3. I remember Cam acknowledging in an interview years ago that his play style could mean a shorter career. Drafted in 2011, maybe we're seeing that. I think these are real factors. And I think these are real factors in the Washington football team not going after him last year and not going after him again this year. Let's go to Wayne in Bowie. Wayne, what's going on?
Hey, man, I enjoy your show, man. Thanks for having me on. And tell B. Mitch when he opens that restaurant, take it to the house. Everybody can get the gumbo, okay?
But all right, I'll let him know.
I am not taking Cam Newton, even if he paid us to come here. First of all, when you had Jay Gruden here, Jim Zorn, then you had back in the day, you had George. We do not need recycled players that used to be good, okay? He was good at one time. And another thing that fans say that really, really doesn't have any bearing on where he is now. Fans will say, well, he's familiar with Ron's system. What's that got to do with that with a 102-year-old body? Come on, man. The man, like you said, he plays a physical type of a play. His body has been through the windmill several times. You don't need Cam Newton. I am out.
All right, Wayne. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it, man. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067. I don't believe Washington is going to go after Cam Newton. I know there are plenty of folks that think he should. If you think they should, call in. If you don't think they should, call in. Wayne does not think they should, clearly. We haven't heard from you two yet. Lanville, where are you at on Cam?
You know, with Cam Newton, I think the fact that you were mentioning just a little earlier that he hasn't played a full season in 5 years, I don't think he's played a full good season since maybe like 2017. It's been a while since Cam Newton has legitimately been one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL. To me, if you bring that guy in, I just don't think you can count on him. I don't think you can count on him to be there for 16 games, and I don't think you can count on him to be good for 16 games.
Well, and let's say what John Clayton said, is that maybe 2021 is Cam in a backup role or in a competing role.
Yeah.
Do you think that could work? He has a big personality.
I actually don't hate the idea of Cam Newton in a backup role, mostly because I'm looking at the current roster and seeing Alex Smith, Kyle Allen, and Taylor Heineke, and I am not at all enthusiastic about that quarterback trio. So I think the fact of the matter is that kind of broken down, hasn't been good since 2017, Cam Newton might be an upgrade over them. That doesn't necessarily, you know, say a lot of positive things about the guys that we currently have in the building.
It's true. Dar, what about you on Cam?
So I've been pretty open about the fact that I want a massive upgrade at quarterback. I don't think Cam is that. Even if you were to get back to even like 80% of his MVP level, there are still better options out there. And yeah, it would be cheaper to bring him in, but he's not a massive enough upgrade at quarterback for me to want to go there. It's not like I want to stick with Taylor Heineke. It's not like I want to stick with Kyle Allen. I want Deshaun Watson. I want Russell Wilson. I would even roll the dice on trading up to get a rookie quarterback. If you're not going to be great, get the rookie, and then at least you have the rookie deal. That's what I want.
There you have it. Let's go to Jeff in Fairfax real quick, and then we got to take a break. Jeff, what do you think about Cam Newton?
I say give him a shot. You know, give him a very low-risk contract. He knows the offense. Him and Ron Rivera have good rapport. I mean, what do you have to lose? It's not like you're going to sign him to a long-term deal and give him a bunch of guaranteed money. I say give him a shot. I think he's going to have a big chip on his shoulder. I don't think the New England system was a good fit for him. But, you know, he was in this Carolina system his whole career, so why not?
All right. Thank you for the call, Jeff. He was in the Carolina system, but I think it's important. And if we can, actually, Lanville, maybe we bring back some of that Schrager audio. He was in that system, but that system also changed when Norv and Scott Turner took over the offense from the offense they had so much success in early on. And that doesn't mean he can't succeed. Obviously, he knows Ron. He knows a ton of the coaches. He knows the GM, or what is Herney's title? Senior VP of football operations or something? He knows the major players involved. They didn't do it last year. And that was last year. And I don't think he put enough on tape to show something different.
My assumption with that at least has been that going into last season, there was kind of a dictate from the owner that Dwayne Haskins was the quarterback and you don't do anything that could possibly, you know, rock the boat.
You at least let him prove it or disprove
it. Right. And that came from the ownership. And I think, you know, Ron Rivera, when he was hired, as much, you know, kind of leeway or authority as he thought he was given, he's not a complete moron. He understands. He talked to guys that were here in the last 20 years, and he had to understand that Dan Snyder wants what Dan Snyder wants. Dan Snyder picked Dwayne Haskins. Dwayne Haskins is the quarterback this year, period. At least, you know, you have to give the guy an opportunity to go out there and fail. So I think that's kind of why maybe a lot of fans were thinking that's why they didn't go after Cam Newton. How about this year?
I just don't. It's not going to happen from what I'm hearing. And it was a pretty clear don't expect that. So we'll see where the chips fall. And I don't know what happens if we get through free agency, through the draft, and Washington still feels like they have a hole. But I think they're either looking to swing big or they're looking to see what they have. And because either you get, and I would include Derek Carr, if he somehow becomes available, if Dak somehow becomes available, maybe Jameis, something like that. But you, with a young team that you're looking to build for the future, you need to bet on upside, not a hopeful return to past production. what do they say in the stock market? And I'm probably not the expert for this, considering I bought $100 of INND.
Yeah, you need to give us an update on that, by the way.
Past returns are not indicative of future performance. And I think it's time we all recognize that. Time for a break here on 106.7 The Fan. We're coming right back. We're talking Russ Wilson, Alex Smith. We got Peter Rosenberg joining us at 1:30. So why is Drab here? Because we're sitting here talking about Russ Wilson. The Russ Wilson trade stuff's blowing up. We're talking to John Clayton. Russ Wilson wants out of Seattle, by all accounts. And Drab is a noted Seahawks fan. In his office, he has a Seahawks helmet and a framed picture of the Beastquake.
Yeah.
One of the coolest plays ever in playoff history. And you tweeted out, do it. Pull the plug. Give Pete the picks and the salary cap space. I love rebuilds. Seist for Tua, Zach, or Mariota.
Yeah.
And then you said, I'll regret tweeting this.
Definitely. Save it for a few months.
You're a Seahawks fan, and you want Russell Wilson out.
Today I do. I go back and forth a lot. On some days I hate Russ, some days I hate Pete. Very seldom I'm happy with both. Today, I'm upset at Russ. I'm loyal to the city. I'm loyal to the team. So my first instinct when somebody doesn't want to be there anymore, I'm like, all right, see ya. We'll move on without you. We'll figure it out. And we won a Super Bowl with Russ in his second year. At some point, I have to trust Pete and John Snyder that they can reassemble and get this thing back on track. Now, I know I sound greedy.
You sound crazy.
I sound crazy, right? Because Russ is a top five quarterback, and here in Washington, you would kill for that. But at some point, you want more. You get tired of losing in the first round of the playoffs or the second round or not even making the playoffs.
You get way more tired of not making the playoffs, I know, and being completely irrelevant.
It's all frustrating. At some point, it all gets frustrating when you know the potential is there and you're not reaching the potential. And the Seahawks have not been reaching their potential, and I don't think that's on the other 52 guys all the time. Some of it's on Russ, and he drives me nuts a lot of the time.
40 touchdowns to 13 picks last year.
I know, but what was those numbers after week five when teams made adjustments? Now, that's not all on Russ. That's on the offensive coordinator. That's on Pete. That's on the other guys. But he was so hot that... And it just fell off a cliff.
So what drives you crazy? When you say Russ drives me crazy sometimes, what happens?
Because Russ makes the impossible look extremely easy sometimes, but he makes the most basic plays look like impossible for him. Like
all the scrambling, getting out of the pocket
open.
When he doesn't
guys
have to.
Guys are open. He's just sitting back there, waiting, does not trusting his receivers, not trusting the routes, takes a sack, blames the offensive line. You know, wide open guy, just misreading, overthrows. Doesn't throw a ton of interceptions. He did this past year. But his consistency, a lot of times, just drives you play to play. It just drives you nuts.
You know what's meant to be here is that Russ drives you crazy as a Seattle fan, mm-hmm. and then they trade him here, and you have to do even that much more with him.
I would be so tortured. I want him to go to any...
Tortured is watching the last 20 years of Washington quarterbacks, the Washington football team. You cannot say
I know,
tortured.
It's got to be so hard to watch like good quarterback play.
I mean,
every
what
day.
Are we talking about?
Where was Tom Brady? Was Tom Brady a top 10 quarterback this year?
Yes. Second half of the season.
I'll give him top 10. You got to have a good quarterback. You don't have to have a great quarterback to win a Super Bowl.
Oh,
it's
God.
Why Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, and Peyton Manning have combined for the last 7 Super Bowls.
Well, Peyton Manning was a joke when his last Super Bowl. That's the kind of quarterback I want. I want to not rely on my
quarterback. He was a joke, but that's who I want.
Well, no, I just want a guy that you don't have to rely on.
But what is preventing that from happening in Seattle?
Russ cares about Team 3. He's all about his brand. And his status when he retires. He wants to be this great quarterback that everyone fawns all over and was this legendary guy he cares about. You know what, Russ? Stop with a podcast. Stop with a video. Stop with you're making chef videos in the middle of the week. Ever since he became like this icon, this guy, Miss Sierra.
Mr. Are you blaming Sierra for this?
I do a little bit. It's kind of like my
Yoko Ono. Is this
Yoko
a Yoko Ono situation?
It is a little bit.
Wow.
He's just all about Team Russ, and I want him to be about all Team Seahawks.
He's
and
so
I don't
corny.
Feel like he is all the time.
He is corny. Does that drive you crazy?
He's the lamest guy. He's so I want Russ when he was wearing Levi's and Hawaiian shirts and Air Monarchs and just looking like the biggest dork on the planet. I don't want my quarterback in skin tight leather outfits on the front of GQ. I want a loser. I want a socially awkward loser. I don't want a guy marrying the pop star.
You want Andrew Luck, not Russell Wilson.
I want Tua. That's who I want.
You want your dude rocking a football.
Because he's like a young Russ. He's humble. People don't think he's as good as he is. But he's accurate.
So what is the trade that you say yes to? Two ones and Tua?
I'd take that. Here's the thing. Wow. We've gotten 10 years out of Russell Wilson. Hold on, 10 years.
Are you the exception or the rule among Seahawks fans? I imagine you're the exception.
I think I'm the exception, for sure.
Except for that buddy's text message you were just reading.
Yeah, my buddy just WhatsApp me. He's screaming into the phone. Trade that curse word.
Yeah.
He's angry.
He called him the Carson Wentz of the West Coast.
He did.
I get
sized for new projects. I get bored.
Russell, you should be a Washington football team fan then. There's a new project all the time.
What makes Russ special?
Accuracy.
He can escape, right?
Yeah, but I would point to the accuracy more than that. I think the way he's able to go downfield.
Throws the beautiful long ball.
Totally. I mean, dude, he completed 69% of his passes this year, and his yards per attempt is still high at 7.5. Like, he's accurate and goes downfield.
Then why is he so angry?
I don't know that. And I know they just hired Shane Waldron to be the offense coordinator there. If Shane goes way back to Washington, all roads back to D.C. He was on the Shanahan staff that had McVay and LaFleur and all these guys. So maybe that offense will be more to his liking.
I knew this would happen at some point. He's storming out. If you read that article that came out, he like stormed out of the office or out of a meeting with the coaches because they weren't listening to the plays that he wanted to run.
Kind of RG3-ish. When RG3 went in and told him what plays they could no longer run.
Now, look, Russ has got a little bit more on the resume.
To be fair, Russ is a little bit better than Brian Schottenheimer.
Listen, Schottenheimer's been bad. All the run first. Is that really all Carroll wants is just to run the ball and play defense and grind it out?
He's 70 years old. He's not going to change who he is. He wants that old school, bore you to death football.
And that's what you want, evidently.
But then once we do it and it doesn't work, I'm screaming it. You know, I'm screaming, let Russ cook.
I think the
exactly.
I'm
not the biggest Fairweather fan.
Yeah, I think the odds of you regretting this whole conversation are significant.
I'm emotional. You would be too if your star player says he wants out.
Don't come at anybody that roots for the Washington football team
to be complaining about your quarterback too.
Call Patriots fans or, I don't know, they Chiefs were, fans.
Patriot fans didn't care that Tom Brady left.
Well, they were dumb.
They said,
How'd that go?
Bill, we trust. You know what? I'll take a bad year. Let's reload. Let's do it again.
How about 20?
This is the cockiest.
Are you counting the Patriots out forever?
No.
No, of course not.
But Bill's as old as Pete.
No, but you're going to give him another shot.
Younger?
You trust that he'll put it put something
yeah,
back
but
together.
You know the problem he's got right what? Now? He can't find a quarterback. They're going to trade to get Jimmy Garoppolo back? They're going to bring back Cam Newton? When you're in the quarterback abyss, there's barely any way out, man.
I know, but you don't have to. Bill and Pete don't think you have to have like this. You don't have to have Mahomes. You just got to have a guy that can follow your system.
But you know when it worked for them? When they had Mahomes. Bill won with Brady. He can say he didn't need him, but he needed him.
When Russell Wilson won a Super Bowl, every Redskins fan at that time was, I remember because I was on the Junkies, was screaming how overrated he was. He's a game manager. That championship
when they
was
went
all
back
on
to their
Pete
second Super Bowl, and they should have won that. Nobody was saying it then.
Well, we lost because our quarterback threw an interception.
Or you lost because you called a pass play at the quarter inch line.
That's something to do with it. You know what? Get rid of them both. Pete and Russ.
Now you want Pete out.
I don't care.
Fresh start.
Yeah.
Fresh start in Seattle. They need a new owner. New owner. Bezos buys the Seahawks. Start everything fresh.
We do need a new owner.
Maybe Boone Jugs can buy him.
Hey, the money he's making. I'm sure he could.
We got to take a break.
Thanks, man.
Dravy, thank you for coming on, man. That was fun. Good luck with that. Let's get rid of Russ.
Let's see what happens.
All right. We got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have B-Mitch react to Drab wanting Russ out of town. Plus, we're going to talk to Peter Rosenberg at 1:30 right here at 106.7 The Fan.